memorize this hymn, raise your hand. You already know how to sing without seeing it. Let's try, huh? At the end of the last class, we try to sing without him. Okay? Shall this be a homework? This section, we talk about story of dinar. It is in page 35. I use the topic of the danger of curiosity. Actually, the end of dinar's life is very pitiful. And it all comes from the curiosity to the land of Canaan. Huh? He was curious about the land of Canaan. Now, how many daughters does Jacob have? Anybody know? How many daughters does Jacob have? Uno, right? Uno. Only one, right? Therefore, she very curious about the ladies in the land. Please read chapter 34, verse 1. 34, verse 1. Now Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had born to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. A lot of action that we have, a lot of curiosity that we have is out of our, we want to know more. But we are very ignorant about the dangers we want to explore. Like in computer, there are many websites. Maybe you are very curious. But when you went into it, actually, you truly are very ignorant of the dangers you are exploring. Oh. So really, curiosity could be very dangerous. How many of you heard the team, curiosity killed the cat? How does curiosity kill a cat? How? Can anyone tell me? How does curiosity kill a cat? Huh? Like Matthew. How does a curiosity kill a cat? You try many things. Can you give us an example? Yeah, curiosity kill a cat. Kill the cat. Huh? Oh, you're not a cat person. Who are the cat person? Who have cats in your house? Nobody has cat. Who has dog? Who has cat? Ian. You're Ian, right? How does curiosity kill a cat? Huh? Your cats attack dog. Is that what you say? Oh, not dead yet. Okay. Your cats kill a dog. I'm sorry. You know, he went out to see the ladies. Because he was the only daughter, he has many, many brothers. In Taiwanese, 一天到晚跟臭男生住在一起, no fun, right? You live with the stinky brothers all the day. It's no fun. So you want to go to see the girls in the land. But guess what? What kind of land is that land? If you read Leviticus chapter 18, the Bible already foretells what kind of land is that land. At that time, they are not in the land yet, right? But the Bible already tried to tell what kind of land is that land. Usually, I don't ask people to read this. But since you are in NYTSO, once in a while, let's read it. Because to me, this chapter is not very proper for kids, right? If you are kids, don't read it. If you consider yourself a kids, don't read it. But Leviticus chapter 18 describes the evils of the land. Chapter 18, verse 6. Now, none of you shall approach. Now, actually, it's not easy for you to understand what I'm trying to say, huh? Chapter 18, verse 1. Verse 1 to 3. 18, verse 1 to 3. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and saying to them, So supposed to be The Bible tries to tell what is going on in this land. No? Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. 3. According to the doing of the land of Egypt, where you dwell, you shall not do. And according to the doing of the land of Canaan, where I am, bring you, you shall not do. Nor shall you walk in their ordinances, right? So the Bible tells you that when you go there, you shall not do what they do, right? Verse 6. Now this is what they do, right? None of you, this is what Canaanites do, right? None of you shall approach anyone who is near of kin to him to uncover his nakedness. I am the Lord. 7. The nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother, you shall not uncover. She is your mother, you shall not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of your father's wife, you shall not uncover. It is your father's nakedness. 9. The nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father, or the daughter of your mother, whether born at home or elsewhere, their nakedness you shall not uncover. 10. The nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, their nakedness you shall not uncover, for there is your own nakedness. 11. The nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, begotten by your father, she is your sister, you shall not uncover her nakedness. 12. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister, she is near of kin to your father. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, for she is near of kin to your mother. 14. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother. You shall not approach his wife. She is your aunt. 15. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness. 16. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife. He is your brother's nakedness. 17. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, nor shall you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. They are near of kin to her. It is wickedness. 18. Nor shall you take a woman as a rival to her sister to uncover her nakedness while the other is still alive. So, you know, this is what they do in the land of Canaan. And you go there, you shall not learn. This is called, in our word, it's called inset, right? Is that the right vocabulary I'm using? Inset. They do this evil things in the land of Canaan. Oh. That's, but, you know, this lady, this girl is so naive, huh? Because, you know, this land is new land. They just came back not long ago from the foreign land, right? From her uncle's house, where is in Syria. So he came back and he said, I want to go out. Went out from where? Went out from the promised chosen people. Went out from the chosen people, from the protected house. That God protect the chosen people, and to see the daughters of the land. Oh. So this is the starting of the tragedy. Oh. So brother, you should not be very curious about, first of all, you should not be ignorant of the evil. Many of you, many of TJC members, especially sisters, you are too naive about evil. You are too ignorant about evil. Because you know what? You are born in a greenhouse. You are born in the love of God. You do not know how evil the society is. Oh. Not all the Gentile people are evil person, but if they are evil person, they could be very, very evil. This is a true story. I heard it in Argentina. The preacher told me in Argentina, South America is also a very open society, right? When they go to high school, after high school, they have a lot of parties, right? And the sister, she is Oriental, and she was quite naive to the culture over there. She just, joined those kind of party. And after she came back, she did not know who defiled her. She did not know who defiled her. And she already know. She know that she got defiled. She did not know how she got defiled also. Because for some reason, when she drink a cup of something, right, she already do not know anything. When she wake up, she knew she got defiled. She do not know who. She did not know when. She did not know how. And she cry and go home, right? I don't know, maybe USA is better, I don't know. But sometimes we are too naive about evil stuff. There was a brother. She went to Canada. Some friend told him that, can you help me to carry this bag back to USA? She said, okay, no problem, I can help you. She carried that bag, go through custom, she was caught. Not bag, inside that bag is drugs. And she was got put in jail, right? I don't know if it is naive, ignorant, or what, right? Now, some of you are very young. You do not know many things, about, especially about the evil of this world. You should be careful. You should ask God to give you wisdom to discern. Now, I heard a story, right? Especially after September 11, right? There was a kid, high school kids. He tried to make jokes with the stewardess, right? So she wrote a note. It says that, I have a bomb, and give to the stewardess, right? He's trying to make a joke or something like that, right? And when the stewardess took at this, what did she do? She took to the pilot, and the airplane took an emergency landing, right? At the land, you see all the police office surrounded the plane, try to check if there's a bomb or what. Now, you see, so it's an innocent jokes, but it is not a joke. People take these kind of things very seriously. Oh. So, you have many choices. I mean, curiosity could be great. Sorry. There are some good curiosity. Good curiosity make us progress in our science in many fields, right? But they are bad curiosity. He can truly kill a cat. I saw a video clip. There was fan was spinning, right? And the cat was looking on it. And then he was jumping on it. And it was spinning very fast, right? So he was jumping on it. And then he was like sweep to the wall and fall later. Huh? So when you grow up, you can choose to do many things. When Jesus grew up at the age of 12, right? He chose to mind his father's business. When Moses grew up, he chose to take suffering with his own people, try to forsake all the sinful pleasure in the land of Egypt. But when Dinah grew up, he went out from his house to see the girls in the sinful land, right? So when you grow up, what it is your choice? What do you choose to do? You can choose. You can choose to explore the world. Many things that you do not know. Maybe dating. You do not know what is dating. You like to try. Girlfriend and boyfriend stuff. Right? Maybe some people, what is drugs? They like to know what is drugs. But once you test it, you may be get addicted and hooked it. When I went to Africa, I was I had a bad day one day. When we first arrived in Spanso 3, right, I tried to give a seminar, a very small seminar, only like four brothers, workers seminar, right? But when I have seminar, right, there was a guy in his 30s, right, started to strip off all his clothing and running around in the chapel. Running around the church, right? And we have a local preacher. Local preacher took a stick, right? And chasing after him. Go away. It's so funny, right? This guy, actually, his brain was cooked. He ate some drugs, so he's cooked. At nighttime, he come to service, dressed up, listening. I thought everything was okay, right? But that night, when we tried to, because we sit in the chapel, he was like crazy, right? If he's possessed, maybe we can cast out demons for him. But he's not possessed. He's mentally problem. So like I was sleeping by the window, and he was murmuring outside of the window, whole night, oh. Sometimes they're local dialect, sometimes English. Oh, whole night, I cannot fall asleep. Because this crazy guy is like, keep talking whole night, oh. And suddenly, the coordinator who traveled with me get up and start to pray out loud. And I said, why you are praying, right? So I get up to pray with him. But he prayed too long. Oh, I cannot take it anymore. I am so sleepy. That guy was talking. I did not sleep all night, right? And you are praying so loud. So I used my flashlight. Okay, la. You can stop, la. Okay, la. Then after we stop, right, I ask him, why you get up and pray? He said, I hear the Satan walking on the top of the roof. I said, oh, how come I did not hear it? It's okay, we are protected, no problem, sleep. So that was an awesome night because crazy guy is outside the window. Satan is on the top of the roof. But what do I say that? I said that crazy guy is a children of our member. Our children are member. He tests the drugs and the drug caught him and become insane. His brain become insane. So many people are, you could be curious about something. Curious about evil is very dangerous. Even though you are very smart, you could be caught. Let's read Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. I say in my heart, come now, I will test you with myrrh. Therefore, enjoy pleasure. But surely this is also was vanity. Verse 2. I say of laughter, madness, and mirth. What does it accomplish? 3. I search in my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine while guiding my heart with wisdom and how to lay hold on folly, till I may see what was good for the sons of men to do under heaven all the days of their life. Solomon was too smart and he liked to hold on folly. He thinks that he can do folly things, but at the same time uses wisdom to guide his heart. What does it mean? Really, maybe I share this with you. He really likes to try different evil stuff, foolish stuff, but he thinks his mind can control it, meaning that he would like to smoke too, to test smoke, but not too many smoke, right? Drink some wine, but not a lot of wine. Go out to dancing, but not too many dancings, right? Only like to test, maybe take a little bit drugs, but not a lot of drugs. This is what he tried to try to do. But you play with evil, you think you can handle it, later on you are really caught by it. Later on Solomon failed because he thought he can handle this, but actually he cannot. Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 8 and 9. 10, verse 8 and 9. He who digs a pit will fall into it. Whoever breaks through a wall will be beaten by a serpent. 9. He who quarries stones may be hurt by them, and he who split wood may be endangered by it. It is very true. Have you ever tried to trim your tree? A lot of time I try to play with wood, right? I always got hurt here or there, right? You try to do something, it will suffer from the consequences of it. So the Bible says you try to break a wall, there's a snake over there, it might bite you. Always something is there that might react back to you. So therefore, please do not get curious about the evil thing, about especially sinful thing, sinful stuff, right? Turn to Isaiah chapter 5, verse 18. Isaiah 5:18. Isaiah 5:18. Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity. He draw iniquity, he like 用一条细绳牵住罪. Just use a thin cord, try to draw iniquity. You think you can draw iniquity, you will be drawn by the iniquities. A lot of time, you think you can walk dogs, right? Dog is small. You think you can walk dogs. But later on, you may be walked by your dogs. Right? Now, we have a sister who fall down. Why? Because when the dog become big, right, the dog run away, too strong for her to handle. The dog drag her to go. Later on, she got hurt. Sin is like that. When you like test a little, and at the beginning, as if you can use a little line to hold on little thing that you can enjoy, maybe little video clips, right? Maybe a little bit secret chatting room, right? You think you can handle that stranger in the chatting room? You think you can handle that video clip in your computer? But later on, your appetite is getting more and more. Later on, it's not video clip. It's like, you know, it's like pornography movies, all movies. Later on, like you went out to you know, just step by step. Later on, you find out like, you cannot handle it. Then you yourself got burned out. So be very careful. Don't get curious about the evil stuff. You might lose your spirituality. And try not to be ignorant. 好像很无知这样子, 好像很 innocent. Like as if you are very innocent. We should be careful about evil. Now, when the Bible says go out, actually go out from the promised family. Turn back to 34. 34 verse 2 and 3. Genesis 34, 2 and 3. And 34 verse 2. And when Sichem, the son of Hamor, the Hivites, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and violated her. 3. His soul was strongly attracted to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, that he loved the young woman and spoke kindly to the young woman. So you can see that he wanted to see the land, but he was seen by the prince of Sichem. You know, like I said, this land is full of evil. So to her, to him, this kind of stuff is not very uncommon. Maybe to him it is a common thing. So he wanted to see, but he was seen. And then he took her and lay with her and violated her. It must be a very painful experience. How many of your friends got defiled that you know? Somebody's friend got defiled. Only one? Two? Thank God, nowadays, in USA, a married pregnancy rate is dropping, meaning that more people know how to behave better in this generation. Thank God for that. A lot of time, raping with the stranger is not often in this generation. Raping with acquaintance is very often with this generation. So brother, I really, especially sisters, right? Even like your uncle, your cousin, whoever she is, right? Or he is, right? Don't stay in one room and allow the room to be closed. This is all very dangerous. You know, many Gentile people, how come they have incest? Why? Because they are too familiar with one another. And then things just happened. So be very careful about the people who you know also. Very careful also. You know, I don't want to say this, but it is true. Even like some worker, when they are weak, they might want to ask a sister to go to their room in the past, right? So when it comes to this kind of stuff, be aware of those people who are you familiar with also. And because that land is very evil, therefore, she was defiled. I think it must be very painful. Because there is no such things in the land of, in Jewish people. There is no such things. Even the Sichemite prince tried to say softened word, tender word to her. I don't know if she can be comforted. Let me ask you a question. If a sister happened to be raped without consent, What is the Bible's view about it? Huh? Is it a sin? What is the Bible's view about it? Please turn to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, huh? Chapter 22, verse 23. Sister Ree, huh? Because I have to do with you. To do with sister. Verse 23.
Verse 23. If a young woman who is a virgin is betrothed to a husband and a man finds her in the city and lies with her, then you shall bring them both out to the gate of that city, and you shall stone them to death with stones. The young woman, because she did not cry out in the city, and the man, because he humbled his neighbor's wife. So you shall, so you shall put away the evil from among you.
Okay. So if it is consent, huh? If it is consent, the woman did not cry out, both of them shall stone to death. Now, next scenario.
25. But if a man finds a betrothed young woman in the countryside, and the man forces her and lies with her, then only the man who lay with her shall die.
26.
But you shall do nothing to the young woman. There is in the young woman no sin deserving of death. For just as when a man rises against his neighbor and kills him, even so is this matter.
But you shall not do anything about to this young woman, because he has nothing deserved death, right? Because why? Why he not? Sorry.
27, for he found her in the countryside, and the betrothed young woman cried out, but there was no one to save her.
The young woman cried out, and no one to save her, right? So if it is not consent raping, you know what? You still can get married in the church, y'all. No problem, huh? Because it's not your fault, right? You still can, it is not your fault. You are a victim, huh? So, but you know what? You should be careful not to be ignorant. Do not go to the dangerous environment on purpose. How many of you boys, like, well, you have vacation, you go to New York City, especially you go to what, which street? 34th Street? Is this 34? I don't know which street. No? I don't know which street, anyway. I've never been there. But my point is that you should not just go there and to explore. You might get caught, right? Because they, do you know what I'm saying? Do you guys know what I'm saying? Okay. But you should not ignorant, right? So, anyway. You ask your counselor. They'll tell you. I don't know what. I don't know too much about it. Is it 34th Street? Matthew, you know? Do you know? Huh? Okay, forget about it. You know, if you stay in the promised land, you have protection, right? In the Bible, you already learned that there's a concept of promised land. Promised land to Abraham is from which river to which river? Anybody remember I teach you in SSC? Promised land from God to Abraham is from which river to which river? Hey, I give you tests in the past concerning this. You read Genesis 15, 18. From which river to which river? 15, 18. Please tell me after you read it. Huh? Egyptian crypts to Euphrates River is a huge land promised to Abram, right? Later on, David was able to accomplish this promised land. In this boundary, this is considered promised land. Oh, there's protection of God. Oh. If you're out of this boundary, there's no protection of God. Oh. Let's turn to Genesis. Chapter 20. Verse 1 and 2. Lisa, please read. Lisa, please read. Huh? He did well, Sur and chapter 20 verse 1, right? Did you read it right? Louder. Gadis and Sur, right? Gadis and Sur, 在加里斯跟苏尔中间的基拉, he lived in Gila, right? So actually, if you read the map, huh? One of the locations is south of the Egyptian River. The other location is the north of the Egyptian River. And we live in Gila, right? What does this tell you? Abraham was living at the border of the promised land. Huh? He sometimes was in the promised land, sometimes out of promised land, sometimes in the north part of Egyptian River, sometimes in the southern part of Egyptian River. And because of that, his wife was taken away. When he went down to Egypt, went out of promised land, his wife also got taken away. So when you went out of the promise of the land, go to explore the evil stuff, there's no protection of God. So there's a sister who saw a vision. He saw that there was a very narrow path. Many members was walking on that narrow path. But also see that beside the narrow path, right, there's a line. Oh, a lot of lions cannot go across the line to attack the member. But if you step out of the line can grab you away. Oh. So you are keep in the commandments of God. God will protect you. If you do not leave the church, God will be with you. If you leave the church, leave the teaching of the church, leave the chosen house, the house that is, the chosen people are here, leave the promised land, then there is no protection. That's why devil accused God. You always put fence to protect Job. Actually, you have a fence. Of course, if God allow you to be trained like Job, God will open the fence for Satan to come in. If not, you are well protected. You got to have this kind of concept. But they now went out of the promised house. Let's turn to 31. Now, because of that, many tragedy occurs, right? Now, in these chapters, you can see that this circumcised prince was very arrogant and very eloquent. And he is a real politician, a true politician. Let's continue reading. Verse 4, chapter 34, verse 4. So Sikemai spoke to his father, Haman, chapter 34, verse 4, saying, "Get me this young woman as a wife." Can you imagine what kind of attitude he tried to speak to his father? It's very rude young man that we can see. But his father looks like very nice to him. Verse 5. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his son was with his livestock in the field. So Jacob held his peace until they came. He heard it, but he did not want to say anything. He was maybe too painful to say anything. He has only one daughter. Now his daughter was defiled. Verse 6. Then Hamor, the father of Sichem, went out to Jacob to speak with him. 7. And the sons of Jacob came in from the field when they heard it. And the man was grieved and very angry because he had done a disgraceful thing in Israel by lying with Jacob's daughter, a thing which ought not to be done. So the brother was very angry and very grieved, right? See, can you imagine that in among all those 12, only one sister? This sister is like a treasure in their eyes, right? Only one little sister that they love so much. That's why they are very angry and very grave, right? But it seems like Sikkim, the prince, and the Hamar, they are not aware. They think this is our land. You are foreigner. What can you do to us? You know, we can do anything to you. We have the authority over you. That's what they think, So they even did not know that the other party could be very grieved and very angry, Verse 8. But Hamar spoke to them, saying, "The soul of my son Sikkim longs for your daughter, Please give her to him as a wife. Verse 9. And make merry with us. Give your daughters to us and take our daughters to yours. 10. So you shall dwell with us. So they think this land is their land. Oh. They have no right to live over here. Oh. And the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade in it and acquire possessions for yourselves in it. Oh. Now, you can see, this prince of Sikkim, this person, he think that money can do anything. 11. Then Sikkim said to her father and her brothers, let me find favor in your eyes, and whatever you say to me, I will give. He think money can solve everything. 12. Ask me ever so much jewelry and gift, and I will give according to what you say to me. But give me the young woman as a wife. Huh? So this young man only what? He want to gratify his own desire. He demand his father, and he think money can solve everything. Verse 13. But the son of Jacob, they were very kindly too, answered Shechem and Hamor his father and spoke deceitfully because he had defiled Dinah their sister. 14. And they said to them, we cannot do these things to give our sister to one who is uncircumcised. So later on, they say that, well, you're uncircumcised. All of you shall be circumcised. Then we don't need money. We will marry this daughter to you. But this is a trick, right? They try to cure the people over there. They already plotted. That's why the Bible says deceitfulness, right? But look at this politician. How did he say it to the people, right? Verse 18, and their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. Verse 19, so the young man did not delay to do the things because he delighted in Jacob's daughter. He was more honorable than all the household of his father. 20, and Hamor and Shechem, his son, came to the gate of the city and spoke with the men of their city, saying, now pay attention to the word. These men are at peace with us. Therefore, let them dwell in the land and trade in it. For indeed, the land is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us as wife. And let us give them our daughters. Verse 22. So actually, this guy tried to hide his own personal ambition, right? He never talked about he defiled people. He never talked about, you know, this is the way that she can get the wife. She only talked about what they can get. You know, if we marry wisdom, right, we are able to, you know, give our daughter to them, and we can able to give their daughter, and their possession will become our possession. No? That's what it says. Verse 23. Will not their livestock, their property, and their every animal of theirs be ours? Only let us consent to them, and they will dwell with us. They always say what they like to hear. Politician is like this. Huh? They have a personal agenda hidden, no? But never reveal their personal agenda. They will say whatever you like to hear. You know, we shall marry them, you know. We shall circumcise because we will become just like them. And, you know, they are only one family. And we have a lot of people. So, their lifestyle will become ours. Their daughter will become our wife and stuff. You know, so to me, this is a very tricky, smart politician. But he did not know what is the heart in Jacob's son's heart. So after the circumcision, at the 3 days, everybody was very hurt. Simon and his brother take the knife and go into the town, kill all the males in town. This is for one curiosity of Dinah, right? The whole town, innocent citizen in Shechem was all killed by the brothers. The brothers did not only kill all the males in that town. The brother came in and what? Pray everything. The animals, the women's prayer, capture everything. And when Jacob learned this, he was so scared. You guys do not know anything. We are in a foreign land, right? Do you know how many people they have? So even Jacob at that point of time, right, he purchased a new land. If you read the Bible carefully, he got to leave the new land. Can you imagine that you go to a foreign land, you buy a new land, people might want to ask you for a lot of money, but they are not able to live in that new land. They got to run. This is the third time Jacob ran. First time from his brother, second time from his uncle, third time because of his daughter his son killed people. God was wrong. And God showed up to him. Run to Bethel. You promised me you will build an altar for me before you went out. You forget about it. You make a vow. You forget about it. So if you ever make a vow to the Lord, right? Remember to repay your vow. Do not delay. Jacob come back to the land for a long time already, right? Forget about the vow. Now God remind him, go to Bethel and forsake all the idols of your house. At that time, Rachel still have idols, right? House idol. Get rid of idols and worship me in Bethel. So you see, one curiosity, caused the tragedies to the town, tragedies to Jacob's family, and tragedy to Dinah. Let's read Dinah's results at the end. What is the results? Let's read Genesis 46:15. 46:15. There was the son of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Padan Aram, with his daughter Dinah. All the persons, his sons and his daughters, was 33. If you read the Bible carefully, Dinah became a single woman. Dinah get married. So this is very, she went out to see the girls in that land. She got defiled. And then, if you read Bible carefully in 34 verse 26, right? She was detained by Sikemite's prince. 被软禁啊, she was, I shouldn't say locked up, right? But she was detained when the prince of Sikemite go to negotiate with her father. That's why when his brother come and kill all the people, got to save her. Save Dinah, take her out of the house. If you read Genesis 34:26, right? So this woman was a very pitiful woman. She got defiled, she got detained, and later on, she had no marriage, no children. Why? Come from that little steps, curiosity, to see the sin, to see the daughters in a sinful land. So please be very careful to make friends, right? Please be very careful to explore whatever you anon, and maybe you heard that, maybe she heard that it's very evil person or very evil land. Maybe she heard it but still want to check out the daughters over there. So be smart in evil things. Discern what is right. And you want to be curious, make sure you know what you are exploring. That's all. Pray.